Jermaine Basil grew up in New Orleans' 7th Ward in a home with a large extended family and a piano.
My grandmother used to like to play the hymns and sing the hymns that she played. My aunts and uncles played the popular songs of the day. My mother liked to play the marches. You know, I mean, so you know, you had the piano going all of the time, because at that time we didn't have the record things and that we have today. But there was always music in the house. Somebody was playing something, and I started, like little children do, get to the piano and pick out whatever you hear. And my father used to play a song called Sweet Sue. That was the first song that I learned how to play, you know, get in the corner and pick it out.
Formal musical training commenced for Jermaine Basil a few years after her family moved to the 6th Ward, a.k.a. Treme.
One day, I must have been maybe around 11 or 12 years old, and my mother told me to come straight home from school. Don't stop along the way, you know, like children walk and you drag along, you play and all of this. And mother said, come straight home from school because we have somewhere to go. Well, I thought that meant we were going shopping. No. But we didn't go shopping. She brought me up to Xavier University. And Xavier University had what was called the Junior School of Music. And this was a school of music for children. And I didn't know I was going for a piano lesson. You know, at that time, you didn't question things, you know. But anyway, mother took me up to Xavier, and I was enrolled in the Junior School of Music. That's where the formal training began, and that's where I met many, many wonderful youngsters who turned out to be great musicians and performers and teachers and all of that. We didn't know we were going to go that way, but that was the exposure. And while I was there, the head of the program suggested that I enroll in a vocal class. So I had the piano and the vocal, and she decided that I should learn to play the bass to play with the orchestra. So, you know, 12, 13 years old, you just follow instructions, you know. The teacher says do such, and you do that, you know. Of course, I didn't know that she had already discussed this with my parents. But anyway, it ended up with the voice lessons, the piano, and the bass.
Fellow students at the Xavier Junior School included great pianists Edward Frank and Ellis Marcellus, and top-notch bassist Richard Payne. The program was run by the very accomplished and demanding Sister Mary Letitia.
She is the one, when you hear that little sound that I make. She is the one that demonstrated that to the orchestra. When we were playing and she wanted something done, she wanted to show the trumpets or trombones, the brass people, how to do a certain thing, she would do that little thing, you know. And when I started doing gigs, I found myself doing that.
Going back so to your roots.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, all of those influences, you know.
Well, you told me one time that she had very high expectations for her students.
She did. She did. She didn't accept anything less than your best. And that rubbed off on me, too, because not only did I try to do my very best, but when I got into the classroom, I didn't accept less than the best. You know, whatever your best was, that's what I wanted.
The music Jermaine Basil studied and played at the Xavier Junior School and later at Xavier University, where she earned a degree in music education, was mostly classical. Her jazz education started at home.
One of my brothers was very much into the jazz, and that got me involved in it. And we started listening to Stan Kenton and Woody Herman's Third Herd and Dave Brubeck and Charlie Parker and, you know, all of those people. We were listening to vocalists, Ella and Sarah and, you know, Betty Carter, all of these people. So that was the listening. And I want to say that my brother had a group of friends who were musicians like Johnny Fernandez, Bill Fisher, and, you know, those guys. And those guys would come to our house to listen to music. You know, it was the weirdest thing. You know, five or six guys sitting in the living room and just recording after recording is being played. Well, boys, so I'm sitting in the room with them, you know. I mean, that was nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I was also interested in the music, but my mom used to come and peep to see if anything was going on because it was so quiet. Nobody talked. You know, you didn't talk while the record was playing. And after you listen to it, you might say, well, did you hear what he did on this play? I didn't know what they were talking about, and I just listened, you know. Yeah. Can I get a glass of water, please? I mean, it was just so soft that they would speak. So my mother, you know, used to come and see what was going on because all she heard was the music, no conversations. But that was intense listening. And that was a lesson I learned. You know, you have to listen. When you're doing music, you have to listen. Not only listen to yourself, but you must listen to everything that's going on.
Jermaine Basil became a polished, exuberant, engaging, utterly professional performer. But performance played second fiddle to teaching for her through a long career of music education that began in Thibodaux right after she completed her degree at Xavier.
It was very special. And I actually think that teaching is my calling. You know, I did the thing on the side. You know, I did the gigs on the side because that was the fun part. But it was never a job. I didn't even try to pursue that as a career because the teaching is the thing.
Jermaine Basil has retired from teaching, but she continues to pursue her hobby of making great music with performances most Sunday nights at 8 in the Jazz Playhouse at the Royal Sonesta. For 89.9 WWNO, I'm Fred Canston.
It seems that we have met like this before. We looked at each other in the same way then, but I can't remember where or when. The clothes you're wearing are the clothes you wore. The smile you were smiling then, but I can't remember where.